This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to speak to Stephen Green, who's a spokesperson for Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante. Welcome to California Politics Today.
Thank you very much.
We're going to talk about a proposal by State Senator Dave Cox to eliminate, as a cause of transferring power from the governor to the lieutenant governor, quote, absence from state. What's Lieutenant Governor Bustamante's position on this proposed constitutional amendment?
This has been proposed before, and it died in committee in the legislature, and we think it'll probably die again. The lieutenant governor opposes it.
Now, is this just out of self-interest, or are there some philosophical reasons why the lieutenant governor thinks this is a bad idea?
Whenever we have an emergency in California, there needs to be somebody on the ground who can mobilize the offices of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, and even the California National Guard, if necessary. We've had a lot of experience with that. During the 12 years Leo McCarthy was lieutenant governor, he was acting governor at practically every time there was an emergency, for floods, for the Oakland Hills fire, for Loma Prieta earthquake, for Northridge earthquake. In fact, for the Northridge quake, the Loma Prieta quake, Governor Duke Majan was in Frankfurt, Germany, and it was 1:30 a.m., and it took Duke Majan more than 24 hours to get back to California. We've also had a situation with the Los Angeles riots in the 80s, when the California National Guard was called out and proved to be highly ineffective. Governor Pete Wilson had to relieve the adjutant general and take personal command of the guard. That would be a tough thing for Arnold Schwarzenegger to do if he's at the Cannes Film Festival.
Okay, well, let's try to discuss that about whether it really is. The President of the United States, whose responsibilities we can all agree on are even more crucial than the governor of California.
I think you better run that by Arnold.
Okay, well, all right. But the President of the United States, I mean, has the authorities that the governor doesn't essentially destroy the world with nuclear weapons. The president's always president wherever he or she happens to be.
That's true.
Why shouldn't that, by analogy, that the communications media that make it possible for the president to be on the job everywhere not apply in the case of the governor of California?
Well, for two reasons. First, those that I already outlined on the difficulties we've had at previous times when there were emergencies, but also in the kinds of terrorism we see involving in this world, communications and computer systems are very prime targets. The state's data centers are considered prime terrorist targets.
Right.
And we could see a major disruption in communications.
Well, I don't want to be argumentative, but if there's a breakdown in communications, wouldn't that equally incapacitate the lieutenant governor in Sacramento as it would the governor who might be out of the state?
No, because he's here on the ground. He can go to the command center where they have their own communications.
Right.
And he also can physically go to the National Guard if he needs to.
Okay. I guess the point I'm trying to make is that it seems that since the events that you recount as examples of why it's important that there be a acting governor within the state, that communications technology has evolved since then, and there's more broadband internet, there's a whole range of video conferencing tools and so on that weren't around in the 80s that are around now and that are continuing to evolve. Mm-hmm. That means that to talk about the specifics, if Governor Schwarzenegger is at the Cannes Film Festival, he's able to communicate with police in Los Angeles or biohazard specialists in Eureka just as easily from Cannes as Lieutenant Governor Bustamante would be able to from his office in Sacramento.
If the systems are up and running, yes.
Right. And if they're not up and running, Lieutenant Governor Bustamante wouldn't be any more able to communicate from Sacramento than the governor would be from France.
We have within the state a communication system that is fail-safe.
Ah, okay.
Just for emergencies.
There is. Well, I thought you just said a few minutes ago that's a prime target of terrorists.
That's within the state.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that communication system a prime target as well?
If they knew where it was.
Oh. Do you know where it is?
Yes.
But you're not going to tell us?
No.
Okay. Maybe you could tell us this then. If the Lieutenant Governor goes to the Cannes Film Festival, or to just a movie in Reno, do you take over for him?
No, the Senate President Pro Tem takes over.
Oh, okay.
And that's how this bill got started.
Tell us about that a little bit more.
To know.
I am.
During the Davis administration, both Davis and Bustamante were out of state, and Senator John Burton was the acting governor.
Really?
He issued a proclamation naming the day for a folk singer.
Right. Anyone that, in particular?
I can't remember who it was.
Right.
And that annoyed Senator Jim Cruelty,
right,
who then introduced the earlier legislation, the predecessor of SCA 6.
In order to allow the governor to stay governor and,
yes,
and not have it devolve onto someone
else. Bill.
It's the same bill.
Right. It was killed in committee.
How well did it do in the Senate the last time it was up?
It passed the Senate and was killed in an assembly committee.
How do you account for that? Democrats control both houses.
Deals get made.
Right. Okay. So you expect it'll have the same fate this time?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, thanks for talking to us about it, and hopefully, if it's possible, and if he's in the state, maybe we can talk to the Lieutenant Governor sometime and get his direct views on this.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.